you may send a Cash App contribution to $SBC of Hickory Hill. You can also follow us on Facebook for our live stream broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. Starlight Baptist Church is dedicated to sharing hope and salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise. Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it. Jesus.
And all of God's children said amen,
amen.
And amen.
Yes.
Again, we give honor to our God, to Jesus, Mr. Christ. Thank God for his spirit. Thank God for Lady Thomas, our two children,
amen.
And the House of Praise Church family on today.
Amen.
Amen. We pray you all had a good week. We know some of us had trying time this week. And we thank God that he kept us during this week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray that you ate enough barbecue. Amen. Amen. We ate a little bit. Amen. A little potato salad, a little dirty rice. Thank God for that. We pray you had enough Kool-Aid to drink.
Yeah,
all right.
And water.
Amen. And water. Amen. The Lord is good.
All the time.
Amen. Amen. After we got through eating, we journeyed down to Evolve Paris, our hometown. Me and Lady Thomas, the children. On our way back, we like to stop at our favorite little store on the way back. And it's to the right, it is the Dollar General, but it is a Dollar General in a market.
Yes.
Amen. Where they have some groceries as well.
Uh-huh.
And when we got there, Lady Thomas, our oldest daughter, seen a young man about 2 miles back lying in the yard with a red shirt. And possibly some white pants, but it was cream color pants.
Yeah.
And so Lady Thomas and our youngest went on shopping, and me and my oldest, we went on back to where the guy was.
Mm-hmm.
Now he was lying in somebody's yard. She seen him now. We knocked on the door. The folks came out and they said, well, what happened? How did he get? We didn't know how he was there. Watch this. Then another couple came by and said they seen him. So immediately the homeowner called 911, the police came, the ambulatory service came, and the police rendered unto him, what is that stuff they give him to revive him?
The narco. Yeah.
And the young man was revived, and he came to, and he was talking just like us.
Uh-huh.
And I said, young man, I said, you see that young lady right there, my oldest daughter? I said, because the Lord let her see you, amen, that's why you alive. And so I told my oldest daughter, I said, God's going to bless you because you saved the life today. Amen. And I had to give that testimony right on the radio. Amen. And so I made a joke. I said, well, I said, I guess the first family can't never be off and take a break, huh?
No.
Kingdom work.
Kingdom work. What'd you say, Lady Thomas?
Then I left my grocery bag.
Amen. Then Lady Thomas left my grocery bag at the store. We got halfway to Alexandria. I drove halfway back to Marsville. She said, no, don't worry about it. I said, no, you paid for it. Let's go back and get it.
That's right.
And it was right there waiting on it when we got back. Amen. 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 So I thought I'd put that out on the radio to encourage somebody. And when you are relaxing, amen, you still yet working. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. There's a word from the Lord. 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. The Bible reads, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost."
All right.
"And these three are one." Y'all see that in your Bible? "And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witnesses of God, which he had testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God had the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son of God had not life." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, most so doers of God's most holy and divine word. Amen.
Amen.
Looking at that 12th verse, I want y'all to pay attention. I want y'all to look at that now. Looking at that 12th verse. Mm-hmm. A lot of time before I give my point, amen, and an introduction. Want us to pay attention, because a lot of times some people say, "Well, now not over here, because we teach here, but I hear them in some churches. Well, I didn't get nothing out of me." Well, I'm gonna tell you like, and then I'll move on. E. Dewis Smith out of Georgia, his pastor friend that would come, and he would teach young pastors. He said, "If you want a word from the Lord, you got to take your buttocks and sit down on the seat."
Come on.
"And pay attention."
Yes.
"To the word of God."
Alright.
And so watch this, watch this. "He that had the Son,"
uh-huh,
"had life." Right?
Yes.
"And he that had not the Son of God," that is, "had not life."
Come on.
We still in the series of the teaching of salvation.
Yes.
So I want to talk about for a little while. Salvation is the key that unlocks the door.
All right.
Salvation is the key that unlocks the door. What door? And for a subtitle, real simple, to eternal life.
Yes.
Give God a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Now, since I'm of the Baptist faith, I got to do this, you know, so I didn't want to do it, but I got to do it. I want to talk about July 4th a little bit.
Okay.
That's appropriate. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I am in the Baptist church, but you know. July 4th is known as Independence Day. We know that, right?
All right.
And it is a federal holiday in the United States which commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence,
mm-hmm,
on July 4th, 1776.
Yes.
Establishing the United States of America.
All right.
Which we, the United States of America, made how much? 250 years on yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Thank God we made 250 years, right? As these United States of America. Now we come a long way, right?
Yes.
From slaves to owners of businesses.
Yes.
From the outhouse to the penthouse.
All right.
To the White House.
All right.
To owning land, educated.
Come
but
on.
Watch it.
Come
on. But we still have racism in our country.
Yes.
We still prejudice against the other color and against each other, our own color.
Yeah, Lord.
So thank God for our freedom.
Thank Thank you.
As a country, as a nation. But according, I got to put some Bible on it, to John 8 and 32, Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So thank God for John Adams, who has something to do with it, our former president, and Thomas Jefferson. Am I right there? But because of Jesus, we are now free. And Dr. King said, "Free at last." Almighty God, we're free at last. And so we are free because of Jesus. Amen. But I just had that in there because, you know, we are a Baptist church. Unless I did that, they say I missed something. So I thought I had that in there. Amen. The text says, salvation is the key that unlocks the door. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for a beautiful life on this side. Come on, thank God for a comfortable life on this side.
Thank you, Lord. God is good.
God is good. Don't allow people that think you have to struggle all your life to make you feel bad because you can pay your bills now. Am I right there? Because you can go out and eat a steak or two every now and then.
All right.
Now, I thank God that I ain't struggling no more.
Come on.
On this side. And you know what I'm tired about? I'm sick of certain people saying, go to school. You go to school and you get your homework and all. And then they say, well, stay humble. Get a job. And you open up a business, and God is blessing you. And they say, well, stay humble. I want to tell you, House of Praise, don't you allow nobody to make you feel bad about your blessing.
Come
because
on,
guess
in.
What?
Come on, yeah.
Your pastor not.
Come on.
Yeah. In the text today, the writer of this book is John.
Yeah.
This is the beloved disciple that's recorded laying his head on Jesus' bosom at the Last Supper, according to John 13 and verse 23.
Yeah.
Now, John the writer, this John, is the same John that wrote the gospel according to John. 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John, and the book of Revelation. And in this 1 John piece, John was addressing a setting within the local church that some people had departed the fellowship. Amen. And in 1 John chapter 2, and we'll come back to it, verse 19. If we know that Jesus died for us, am I right there?
Come on.
And have given us eternal life, and him, Jesus, have given us salvation. Stay with Jesus. And don't leave the church. Because the word is being preached. And bringing our issues up. Can I go a little bit further? Those issues can be solved. And the medication can be prescribed for our situation. But salvation today, House of Praise, is the key that unlocks the door to our eternal life. In other words, there's only one way to be saved. And that's by us confessing with our own mouth that Jesus died for our sins and believe in our own heart of hearts that God had raised him, Jesus, from the dead. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Are y'all with me?
Come on, Bishop.
Since I call the text, look at 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 19. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says, they went out. I want y'all to get this. I'm going to take my time real slow. They went out from us. Y'all got it?
Come on.
But they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be what? Manifest. It may be seen. That means it may be known. That they were not all of us.
Come on, Bishop.
That is.
John was dealing with something in his life at this period in time when he wrote this book called 1 John.
Yeah.
And there had apparently been a division among the church members. Mm-hmm. Are y'all with me here? And I'm still talking about salvation. I'm just walking us through it to help to bring it out to see what we're talking about. Is that all right?
All right.
And it was apparently a division among the church members to whom John wrote. But not all who had been in the church, Lord have mercy, y'all get this, were authentic believers. You got to believe authentically in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I can take you through the steps. I can speak it well, say it well, preach it good, make you feel like you are there and you're accounted for. But if you are not an authentic believer of Jesus Christ for your own self, you're going to soon depart from the fellowship like this church that John was writing to. Are y'all with me here? Their departure from the fellowship and from the apostolic truth was proof of this. That's why they left the church. Because they were not of us. In other words, that's why I used to tell Lady Thomas, and I'm telling you, House of Praise, when people come and they say, we joined the church. Well, first of all, you need to be added to the church.
Come on.
And how you be added to the church is based upon your belief of the Lord Jesus and what he died for, and he died for the church.
All right.
Am I right there?
Yeah.
And so when they leave, don't get all in a topsy-turvy because people leave us church. John just showed us, and I'm showing us in the text, he said they went out from us, but they were not of us. And if they were what else, look what he says. He put some weight on it. He didn't just say if they were of us, they would have continued. He said, but they would, look at this, no doubt.
Come on.
Good God Almighty, that's weight. No doubt. Have continued with us.
Okay.
You see, when people don't try to get the proper understanding of the Word of God and take their time and put time into the Word of God, they quickly will pick up something else, amen, that's not in the Word or of the Word and run with that. And run from the church with their misunderstanding selves. Do I have a witness here?
Amen.
And so we got to be on one accord together as a church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are y'all with me here?
All right.
And so John here, first letter, was addressing the people that departed the fellowship because of their doctrine, ethics, or devotion of the Lord Jesus Church. And John wrote in part to stabilize, to bring some stability within among the congregation of those who were a part of the church and who wanted to be a part of the church, who wanted to learn the proper way and the proper context of the Word of God that was going forward in that church.
Yes.
All right.
And so look at it. So John says we have to have a personal relationship with Christ.
All right.
And Jesus is the foundation of our Christian lives.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Come on, Bishop.
And how does this help us? It helps us out of obedience as we follow the divine commands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
All right.
You see, salvation, my beloved brothers and sisters, is the key that unlock the doors to our eternal life.
All right.
Look at it, if you will. Look at it. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 7, the Bible says, look at the text. It says, for there are how many?
Three.
That bear what record? In heaven, the Father, number one, God the Father. The Word, Word is who? Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit. And what it says, all these three are what?
Agree.
And they are one. They agree and they are one. That's right. Look at it, if you will. This text is a good text because the last half of verse 7 starts with in heaven. I love this because this pointing us to God the Father in heaven is ruling and reigning, amen, not just heaven, but the whole universe.
Yes, Lord.
Look at John 1 and 1. John 1 and 1 is a parallel text to this 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. Now remember I taught parallel text is another text that run alongside of the main text that you're studying or you're teaching or preaching and bring revelatory information, the same thing, to that text.
Okay.
Look what 1 John, John chapter 1 and verse 1. The gospel according to John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the who? The Word. Who was the Word?
God.
Jesus. What? And the Word was with God. The Word with God was Jesus.
Yeah.
And the Word was God.
All right.
Amen. And so we already identified in 1 John 5 and 7 that the three that bear record in heaven, number one, God the Father, and the Word is Jesus.
All right.
According in your own praying ground, go back home, study for yourself, compare the two, you will see they mean the same thing.
Okay.
It's to bring out some revelatory information of the text to help us see it clearly.
Okay.
And so the Word.
The Word.
The Word is Jesus.
Yes.
Am I right there?
All right.
And they bear record in heaven. That means that the Word is set before us. And it means what it said, and it says what it means. Okay. And I can't change it. You can't change it. Nobody else can change it because the Word is the Word, and the Word of God has already been established and written before our eyes. Am I right there?
Amen.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Now, and the Word was God. In verse 2 it says, in John chapter 1, we didn't already identify with one, but in John chapter 1 and verse 2, it said the same was in the beginning.
All right.
Watch it. With God. Who was the same in the beginning with God?
Jesus.
There it is. And that was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus has given us eternal life.
Yes, he has.
You see it now?
Mm-hmm.
Him, Jesus, no political power. I mean none. I want us to get this. None at all. No hookup with men and women. But Jesus himself had given us life after this life. Are you glad?
Come on, bishops.
And if we accept him, Jesus, we, that's us collectively, right? When I say we, that means your pastor and all of us and everybody, right?
Yeah.
The congregation. We, our souls, are what? Safe and secure. Where?
In the Lord.
That's good news, y'all.
Come on, Bishop.
Salvation is the key.
Yes.
That unlocks the door to our eternal life.
That's it.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
So in 1 John chapter 5, can I take a little bit further?
Go ahead.
Verse 7. also refers to the Gospel of John, chapter 10 and verse 30. When Jesus says, I and my Father are one.
That's it.
John chapter 10, the Gospel of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. The Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, that 10th chapter and that verse number 30. I'm just teaching today. When Jesus said, you see that in the word? He said, I and my Father are who? One. In other words, Jesus said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
That's right.
I and my Father are one. That is. And they are on one accord. Are y'all with me here?
All right.
Look at the word. Look at the word. And 8. And there are three that bear witness in earth. The spirit and the water and the blood. Mm-hmm. And guess what? And these three agree in one.
Yeah.
Now look at that verse number 8. In that verse 8, it says in earth. Now the unified witnesses of the Trinity. The Trinity is triune. It means three. The Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have three in heaven that bear record, and we have three in earth that bear record. But watch this. Uh-oh, the three in earth. I'm not giving the three in earth no glory.
Right?
But the three in earth bear witness because of the three in heaven that bear witness. Can I show it in the text?
Show me.
And there are three that bear witness in earth. The spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree in one. In this 1 John 5 and 8, it explained that three earthly witnesses, the spirit, the water, and the blood, watch it, unanimously confirmed that Jesus Christ is the divine Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I show what the water represents?
Oh, yeah.
The water in 1 John chapter 5, verse 8, I keep making reference because I'm teaching to y'all, but I'm also teaching on the radio. I wanted all to get this in unison. Water refers to Jesus' baptism, where he was baptized in the Jordan. It was at this historic event that God the Father, while Jesus was being baptized in the Jordan, right? By they call him John the Baptist, right? They're baptized. While Jesus was being baptized, the Father was in heaven audibly declared, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Didn't God say that?
Yeah.
He said, watch this, marking the public beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. Now I got to deal with this a little bit.
Okay.
I have a problem, Sister Judy,
yes,
with people that want to be something in the church of God. If you want to be a minister, a deacon, or you have a calling on your life, amen.
Amen.
You have to remember something. It's all right. You have to remember something, that we have to have a witness. And nobody's greater than Jesus.
Yes.
You have these people nowadays want to go online and print out these certificates and these degrees and all this stuff without going through a local church so that it can bear witness and record of the starting of your ministry. And you have to go through a local church. You have to go through an ordaining council that the church sees that the call of God is on your life. Now, if Jesus was declared by his Father in heaven, amen, that this was the start of his ministry. Mm-hmm. Who are we that we can just go on and say, this is who I am without going through anything?
Yeah.
We can't do that. And so the water referred to Jesus' baptism, the blood. Can I help us with the blood?
Talk.
The blood referred to Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. It is the historical proof,
mm-hmm,
that of his humanity and his atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. So the water referred to his baptism, Jesus. The blood referred to Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, and the Spirit referred